from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In St. Lucia, the major unions vote to go ahead with 2 days of industrial action. Trinidad's Minister of Foreign Affairs contemplates his political future after being sacked. And as VE Day is celebrated internationally, we look at the West Indian War experience. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In St. Lucia, a grouping of 6 major unions has voted to take 2 days of strike action. At today's meeting of the Industrial Solidarity Pact, it was decided that 2 days of protest would take place on Wednesday and Thursday this week to press for an improved pay offer for public sector workers. Pete Ninval reports.
St. Lucia is at the crossroads this week. One path leading to a possible reconciliation between the government and the ISP, the other to instability and unrest, and increasingly, it seems that the latter course is the preferred path of the trade unions, despite a last-ditched effort at the weekend by the government to coerce them back to the bargaining table. The response of the trade unions has been that the current impasse with the government exists because of the failure of the John Compton administration over a number of years to address the numerous concerns and problems affecting public sector workers. Government, the trade unions have said, has effectively compromised its trustworthiness through its own actions. And they say the latest invitation to talk, coming in the face of the latest strike threat, is just a stalling tactic. The other member unions of the ISP, including the St. Lucia Teachers Union and the National Workers Union, are expected to join the strike action. All this has struck a discordant note with organizers of the 4th International Jazz Festival here, who fear the 2-day stoppage will kill the May 11th to 14th event,